Dictation for lease support, follow-up visit, date of service is 7-9-2024, date of birth is 5-23-1974, date of accident is 11-23-2022. As reported, she was rear-ended by a semi-truck, 18-wheeler, into her car, leading to headaches, dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, blurred vision, spots in the vision as TBI symptoms. Along with this, patient started having pain, which was occurring in the neck and lower back and left shoulder, mainly with radiation to right arm and right leg. Currently, the patient reports the same symptoms. Headaches are now 50% better. And patient reports that her neck is much less painful. Pain is around 4. The shoulder pain is also improving and it is around 5. Lower back pain is 6-7 with occasional radiation to the left posterior buttock and thigh up to the knee only, which is also not very often, once a week maybe. No deficits are reported. Patient is now working full time, and she wants to continue the physical therapy and medications. She has signed a release that she doesn't want any injection treatment for the neck or the lower back or the shoulder. She doesn't want to see any surgical people. And patient has been otherwise okay. She did miss her visits from for several months, because she was seen on 11-2-2023 was last visit, and then 7 months later she decided to come back, which is 5-8-2024, just for physical therapy only. It appears that she just wants to continue her legal case that is going on. Other than that, she looks in a great shape, as I feel fine. So pain level is 5-6, ADL is 5. Relief of 50-60% is reported. Please review the records for the ADL for system review and for additional issues, as well as for the medical issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination is blood pressure 132/105, pulse 72, pulse ox is 98. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated June 11, 2024, dictation number 0619-037. The plan is to continue the physical therapy as per patient request to 2 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, and the shoulder. And once again, patient is advised about her options for spinal cord stimulation device and also for injection treatment to bring further healing. If she provides a consent, then we'll be more than happy to provide that. She is released to light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days, 7 months. Thank you. We discussed the discharge also because we do not believe we are doing much for her at this time, and we'll go from there. Thank you.